Good evening, everybody. You are welcome to today's service as we continue on the topic, New Beginning. Last week, Brother Amala kick-started the whole thing. So today, I'll just move forward and I'll start with one passage that he dwelt on briefly last week. Isaiah 43 from verse 15. The Lord speaking to the people of Israel. He said, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. The thing is, for you to believe what God can do, you need to appreciate who God is, who He is. When someone talks with authority, you need to believe what He can do. God is the Creator of Israel. What would he not be able to do? God said he is the king in any domain of any king. When the king tells you or reminds you that he's the king, it's like saying, whatever I decide here stays. It's like saying, pastor comes here and reminds us that he's the pastor of this church. You should expect that whatever he declares, whatever he says, we're going to do, is authorized to make sure it happens. So you have to believe him. So God was here telling the people of Israel that I am your creator. I am the king. So you need to believe that he can do what he says he can do. He says, thus says the Lord, verse 16 now, who makes a way in the sea and they pass through the mighty waters. Who bring forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinguished, they are quenched like a wick. This is a proof God of what God has done, a proof of God's deed. Talking about when the people of Israel crossed the Red Sea, he parted the waters. And the armies of the Pharaoh and their horses, they ended up in the water. So God was reminding the people of Israel what he had done, his past deeds. So as we begin a new year, we need to remember and appreciate what God has done for us in the past. Remember and appreciate what God has done for us in the past. How he restored your health. Remember that. How he delivered some from the hands of the enemy, from the hands of wicked people who attacked them. God delivered them. How he provided for you. How your business picked up even during COVID-19. You need to remember and appreciate God for his past deeds. When you remember what God has done, you are able to trust him for what he is yet to do. But then in verse 18 of that Isaiah 43, it said, do not remember the former things. You know, it's interesting when in verse 15 to 16, it says he was the one that opened the sea and this and that. He was practically letting people remember what he had done. But then verse 18, it says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. The way I see this, it's like God saying, yes, I did that for you, I did that for you, but bagbear. You know, somebody says use of bagbear, it means like what he had done in the past was just a small thing. So, do not remember means like forget. Don't think that one was so significant. What had happened in the past year was insignificant. It said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So God is saying that what he had done for you in the past is smaller, is insignificant to what he's going to do for you this year. See, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man what God is going to do for those who love him. So, remember not the past. The past was small. This year is going to be great in the name of Jesus. He says, when you see what he will do, you will be amazed. Just as you will be when you see rivers in the desert. No, deserts, you don't see rivers in the desert just anyhow. But what God is going to do for you, it will be like you eventually saw a river in the desert. Something unusual, something unique. So, in 2022, as you move forward, you need to move forward with a higher level of faith, expecting the surprise from God. New beginning. Just as it was mentioned last week, connotes a fresh start, starting something new, a repeat of a step or activity you had failed in, a second chance, or even a seventh chance, or even an eighth chance. The bottom line is that there is a chance of rising up. There's a chance of rising up. The Bible says that seven times a righteous man falls, but he rises up again. This is the time for our rising. This is the time for our new beginning. Whenever you begin something again, think about it. You tend to be more careful. Whether it's an exam or something like that, you tend to be more careful when you're doing it again. You focus more. You prepare better. You change your approach. You change your style. You change your strategy. This is the time for you to re-strategize on many things. I like the story of the lost son in the book of Luke. His new beginning began when he had a change in his thinking. Let us read Luke 15 from verse 14 to 18. Luke 15, 14 to 18. It says, but when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. No one. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. And I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have before you, before you. The thing is that intolerance of our present circumstances provokes our desire for a new beginning. Intolerance of our present circumstances, they provoke a desire for a new beginning, for a change. If you are still comfortable with what you are going through, or undisturbed with your present circumstances, then there is no need for a new beginning for you. Maybe it's not required. You are comfortable. Maybe you are comfortable with sinning. No need for a new beginning. You have a perfect marriage. What else are you looking for? Your business is booming. Great. No health challenges. No failures. No setbacks. If that is your case, you may not appreciate new beginning. But if you are like some of us who need to turn around in one or many areas, I say, welcome to your new beginning. So, analyze your situation and extrapolate your future. See what is going on around you and assess what your future will be. Project what your future will be. Ask yourself always, in anything you do, where am I ending? Where is this leading me to? How is my situation going to turn out? These are questions we need to continually ask ourselves. The prodigal son looked at his current situation and saw that where he was heading was undesirable. His situation was so bad. He said there was no help from anyone. He was isolated. He was down. And he saw that he can't continue to live in this way, that there has to be a change for him. So he sought a new beginning. Your current situation is a predictor of your future unless something new happens. If you want to move away from the track of where you are now, something new has to happen. Something new has to happen. I read Jeremiah 18 from verse 1 to 6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, and it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter? Says the Lord. Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. The vessel turned bad into what the potter did not want, what the potter did not envisage. Relationships turn bad into what the couple did not want. Our health turns bad into what the sick person did not imagine. Businesses turn bad even when the entrepreneur did not envisage the business going bad. Otherwise, why would he have started it? But God said, as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so are we in his hands. The potter does not reject and discard the vessel. He gives the vessel a new beginning by remolding it. So is God willing to give us a new beginning by remolding us? A new beginning requires a change in strategy. Like I said earlier, it requires being more careful. If you're going to go through another route, you will think twice. I can imagine that potter spinning the vessel, and it went bad the first time, and he had to remold it. Okay, he would take more care. It would be like he never did it before. He'd be more careful, painstakingly. He will look at what he's doing and amend it, and make sure it works well. So a new beginning requires a rethink. It requires better preparation. It requires change of approach. And to some people, it requires change of location. There are many people who have challenges, and they figure that the best thing to do is to move to Lagos. New life, new beginning. Move abroad, new life, new beginning. Good. And some people, maybe a few people, relocate from abroad back here. But the bottom line is like, people relocate because they feel they could get a better life or something better, something different, something new by relocating. And that is okay. That is okay. For you to change from whatever you are to something you want, there will be a change. There will need to be a change. Change of strategy, change of thought, change of location, change of something. Something must change. If you want to achieve something you've never achieved, you have to think differently. Change your style. If, for instance, you've been waiting long for a promotion at work, maybe it's time for you to change your work habits. Maybe it's time for you to come early to work instead of being late every time. Maybe it's time for you to change your relationship with your boss. Maybe you are that kind of person that's always arguing with the boss, speaking badly to the boss, fighting the boss, disagreeing with the boss, and you remain on one level. It's time to re-strategize. It's time to change your approach. Speak nicely, relate well with your boss, and things will change. If you are a student, for instance, and you have continuous failure, failing and repeating, maybe it's time for you to change your study habits. Do something different. If you are in business and things are going down, change some things about how you run your business. Closing the business is an alternative, but that should be the last alternative. Think about your production. Think about your staffing. Think about your marketing. Many times I think about the word that in all labor there is profit. If in all labor there is profit and businesses close down, maybe that business is not for that person. Or maybe that person has not exhausted the changes he or she can make. So if you're having problems with your business, try to change your strategy first before you think of closing up. As the years rolls by, many of us slow down from what we have begun. We slow down from our new beginning. You know, we're starting afresh now. We desire to do this. We make some changes. But in the course of the year, many of us slow down, and then we give up, and then we go back to the way we've been running and doing business and living and all that before. We need to sustain the zeal for the new beginning to give us the tangible results we desire this year. Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3 that apart from forgetting what is behind, that he reaches forward to those things which are ahead, and he presses forward to the goal so that he can attain the prize. You need to press forward to achieve the goal that you desire. In 2022, you won't only need to forget the past. You need to press forward toward a goal. Press forward to achieve the tangible results in all your endeavors. To press means to try very hard. We need to try very hard. So carry us through this year, from this new beginning to the end, so that we can end up well. There are a few things we need to do. One, you need to persevere. You need to persevere. Perseverance means you have steady and continued action. Steady and continued action. If you have identified an action of change, stick to it. Repeat it. Repeat it. Go through it. Go through it. Go through it. So that the change can last. Then you need to be determined. Let your purpose be firm. Let your goal be firm. Know what you have proposed to do and stick to it. Your mind must be fixed on what you desire to achieve. Number three is endurance. In the course of your change, as you've begun now, there will be challenges ahead. There will be limitations, there will be tests, there will be trials. There will be things that can frustrate you to truncate your plan. But you need to endure. Endure the hardship. Nothing great comes so easily. You need to sweat it out and don't give up. And lastly, I'll read Ephesians 5, 15 to 16. It says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Walk circumspectly. Circumspectly means cautiously. You don't just walk and move around without doing some homework, without being careful. You look before you leap. Assess situations. Every step you want to take, every decision you want to make, consider possible consequences. Consider what could go wrong. And be cautious. Even every word you want to say, consider its possible impact. I remember Pastor advised us or cautioned us, trying to remember if it was Watch Night or the first Sunday of the year. He says, watch what you say or be careful what you say. And I think he repeated it again, maybe like last week or so. And I think that is a serious matter. Be careful what you say. Every word you want to say, consider its possible impact. Don't just say things as they come to your mind. Don't. You know, some people will say things like that, and they say, well, and they'll boast like, ah, I say things that come to my mind. I'm free, you know. I say things freely, you know. Be cautious. Many minds have spoken and broken hearts. Many minds have spoken and broken relationships, even between husband and wife. Be cautious of what we say. Take a few seconds to analyze what you want to say before just dropping it. What is the impact? Will it add value to somebody? Will it make somebody happy? Will it make somebody sad? Will it lead me to anything? Or is it just for me to be satisfied? I just want to say it, I want to say it, I want to say it. I'm forgetting the other party. Let's be wise by weighing possible results of our decisions, including this decision of what proceeds out of our mouth. So as we go into this new year, we are starting newly. It's a new beginning for many of us. And I pray that we will stick to that new beginning, those new things that we've proposed in our hearts to do, and that will finish well in the name of Jesus.